Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Membeis, the fourth parak from Maseches Nedarim. Let's start with the Mishnah on top of daf Membeis. Zok the Mishnah, Hamud Hano Mechaver Befnei Shviyis, Eine Yeri Lusech Sadehu Ve'eine Eichel Min Hanoitis. Zok the Mishnah, someone's madir, his friend, he asks his friend in having Hano from him. The neder was made lefnei shviyis. He zok the Mishnah in yer l'seich sadehu ve'in eichel min hanoitos. The neder that the person made does not allow him to come into the field to eat from the field, to eat from the peiros. Ve'in eichel min hanoitos, and he can't eat from the peiros even if he doesn't need to come into the field. So what he did was that he asked Hano, right? So his peiros, the mother can't be nana, can't eat the peiros, can't eat any peiros, wherever the peiros are situated, and can't come into the field. That would be an iser of Jesus Haregel. And he's really also to eat the peiros, right? Any peiros. So because he can't come into to take the peiros, so that's why he can't come in at all. As far as the isadrisus haregel, right? This is what we have to know from the sugi before. What goes into the iser of drisus haregel? The sugi before, the first sugi that we saw talked about having some kind of benefit of getting a shortcut. The sugi that we saw, neged habikur cholim, sounded like even without that. Akoponim over here, coming into the field would have been in order to eat from the peiros. He can't eat from the peiros. So now that he can't eat from the peiros, so why might he want to come in? Doesn't seem to be coming to eat in order to eat the peiros. The peiros are also for him to eat. It would sound like that Stamazai is also for him to come in. Akoponim, Zokta Mishnah is talking about when he made the nether before Shviyas, and this is the aloha before Shviyas. Uvishviyas, that's the Shemitah year where all of the peiros akoponim become hefker. We'll see. Any year l'seich sadei aval uchel min hanoitos. Shviyas, the peiros don't belong to him, are not his peiros. So the iser doesn't apply to them, to these peiros, they're not his. So he could be oichel, however, to come into the field, he still can't come into the field. Now, we'll see the Gemara is niskasha, is bothered by this, that he should be able to come into the field. The same shvius, which is matter, the achilas haperis, by the same token, should allow him to come into the field. Now, in learning the Mishnah over here, l'chayim, one could be mistapik, one could have a sophic, that when the Mishnah says, uvishviyis, the second part of the Mishnah, the sefer of the Mishnah, is this a new case, or this is a continuation of the previous case? Meaning to say that the Mishnah starts off when he made the neder before shviyis. Now, when Shviyas comes, does that change the halacha? I mean, Shviyas comes, definitely the peiros become hefker. Now, does that affect the iser on the peiros or not? Is the pshat in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says uvah Shviyas, is that a continuation of that same case? And the Mishnah is saying that in the case when he made the he made the ned before Shvius. So the first part of the mission talks about the halacha till Shvius comes, and the second part of the mission talks about that when Shvius comes, there's a change in the din, being that the payers don't belong to him anymore, so his neder can't answer that, doesn't answer them anymore, and that's why he could eat from the payers. Is that the pshat in the Mishnah? Or this actually is a new case, because the din is not going to change. When he made the neder before Shvius, even when Shvius comes, the issur remains on the payers. And therefore, the second part of the Mishnah with Shvius means that it's a new case. If he made the initial neder on Shvius, so the payers were not his at that point of time, so he couldn't answer them. That's why the lacha is that he could eat from the payers which don't require him to go into the field. We'll see in the Gemara that the Gemara has different points in the Gemara that there might be one of these two ways how to learn the Mishnah. If you look at the Ran says as follows, right? Lo yere l'seich sadehu shel madir. The mother is also a little bit just a regular because it's not le'il. The Issur Drisus HaRegel, at the Ran references the Mishnah on the Daflam Beis on the Beis. That the Mishnah says that that's actually Machlokes Tanoim. Okay, right. Poshut l'chor, he answered Hano, these pears belong to him. He can't eat from these pears. They don't require him to go into the field, but the pears themselves are awesome. Uvishvius l'yev l'sech sadehu. So if you look in the Ran over here, you see in the Ran, at this point, explains the Mishnah, takes sides in how we explain the Mishnah. One of the two sides that we mentioned before. Zot Ran, v'im b'shvius noda lo yevid, v'im mefarishvo. The Ran explains that this is a new case. V'im b'shvius noda, if the neder was made on Shvius, then the halacha is, hakam that you can't go in, but you could eat from the Paris if it doesn't require you to go in. That's how the Ran explains it in the onset over here. But as we mentioned, we have to be opened to the other explanation, because the Gemara definitely works with that. Now, I would like to first see really the second piece of Gemara, just to take care of that, and then we'll come back around. So let's turn to Amud Beis. Uveshvius en yer l'seich sadehu. Okay, so let's talk right now. The way the Ran learns that definitely is true. That one who first makes the nether on Shvius, so at this point all his payers are hefka; they don't belong to him anymore, and a person can't aser on someone else something that doesn't belong to him. That's definitely poshut. And what the Mishnah says, so if he made the nether on Shvius, ein yer l'seich sadehu, however, he could eat from the nether, which means that the payers are not awesome, because they don't belong to him. So the mudr could eat from the payers, but the Mishnah says that the nether is still going to prevent him from walking in, drisa saregel. And that's why he can't walk in. So even though maybe the payers themselves are mutter for him too, but he has a difficulty getting to them. If someone would bring it out to him, then he could eat them, right? Or however he gets to them without going in. However, fetim or maishno do uichel menanoitis the peri defker inun fetim or kash. I don't understand the difference. That why is it that he could eat from the payers that don't require him to go in, which is really the peiros themselves, like we're saying, are all mutter, even the ones which are inside, they're mutter. The hefkere inun, because at this point that Shemitah came and all the peiros are hefker, and therefore the mother doesn't have the ability to ask them. Aranama afkero, fete gemora, aranami afkero. That the land is also hefker. Which means as follows, that means it's posher to the Gemara, that this that the Psukim talk about, that all the produce on the land is hefker, the Torah tells us that it's available for anyone to come and take it. So in that in itself tells us that the rights that a person usually has on his land to prevent anyone from coming in, he doesn't have anymore. Because if everyone is allowed to eat the peiros, that intrinsically is saying that people have the right to come in. So frekt the Gemara that there is a more understands also that there's aranami afkero. His land is also hefker. Now the Ran explains aranami rachmona afkero. If you see the Ran, some 10 lines from the bottom or so, kloima lelikitas haperis zok the Ran kloima. Right. So we're trained that kloima means that the words of the Mora have to be explained and have to be classified. The words of the Mora sound like that the land itself is hefker, is totally hefker. So the Mora doesn't mean that they're hefker, totally they're ownerless. What it means is lilikitas haperis, that the Torah was mafkir a person's bailus, that one can't prevent someone from coming in for the purpose of eating the peiros. Right? That's what that means. Is that's all part of the halach that the Torah gives everyone the right to eat the fruit. So that affects the land, that the land is hefker in the sense that everyone has the right to come in. Klamen lakitas peiros. Therefore, affecting mom. Lama layeri l'seicha lulkaid peiros seho. That, I mean, the issa that we're talking about till now in land is issa drisa seregel. Drisa seregel means I'm being nene from you, from your land. That the rights to come in over here. That's the hano that we're talking about over here. Using coming into your sodan. And Frati Gemara, well, it doesn't belong to him concerning what he's doing here, right? So it's not, it's as if it wasn't his field concerning this entrance. Therefore asks the Gemara that the din of Shavi is just like it takes off the ownership on the fruit itself, that someone could come and take ownership of the fruit, so the land itself, for that matter, his ownership is removed concerning someone entering the field in order to take the peiros. That was the Mora's question. That the din of Shvi should affect the land also, and therefore there should be no Isser Knisa to take the peiros, and he should be able to eat any peiros, whether they're on the edge, which doesn't require him to come in, or even peiros which are in the middle of his field, which requires him to come in, he should be able to come in. The Mora says two terutzim to this. Omar Ulo. Ba'im deni lonas al hagvulim. Ulo says that we're talking about ilonis, which are on the borders of the field, and in order to eat from these trees, it's not necessary to come in. Said, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying is, of course, you're right. We're agreeing to the question. The question was assuming that in order to get peiros, there's the hefker on that, and anyone has the rights to walk in, the regular trespassing rights that an owner has don't apply, are taken away. So Nathan Murray says, you're right, that concerning any tree which would be in the inner part of the field, which would require anyone to come in to get the peris, definitely the Mudr Hano could do that because of, like the Mura asks, because it's the land is hefker concerning that. And this at the Mishnah says that you can't come. We're talking about taking fruit from trees that don't require one to go in. That's what the Gemara's answer is according to Ula. So in Ochanami, we're basically just saying that the case is talking about a case which doesn't require. Now the Mishnah says, let's just see that in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, "Ubeshvius ene yele sech sadehu." Avol oichel hu min hanoitos. Right, the Mishnah sounds like the Mishnah is talking about two types of trees over here, right? The Mishnah talks about he can eat from the noitos, which don't require him to go in. And so what was the other case in the Mishnah? Any l'seich sadehu. Right, and truth is he could be yeri l'seich sadehu to get one, right? So it would sound like that the Mishnah is talking about two cases, right? It sounds like there's a case of noitais, and then ones that are maybe standing on the gvul itself, right? And the Mishnah says that the ones that stand on the gvul, that these since you don't really have to go in, so you know you have to work from without. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Let's see the Ran. Omar Ula Bo Oim Din Ilonis Ahadvulum. Zoktuman Inochanami. The local Ilon Shiva Emtasoda Mutter Leire Lusoicha. The Mora is agreeing to the premise of the question. And Zoktuman, it's true that were we to be discussing Ilonis which are in the middle of the field that would require him to come in order to eat from Minavada, that's Mutter. However, trees which are on the border, that you can't. Being that the Torah was only mafkir, only for the purpose of picking the peris, since these you have the ability to pick the fruit without entering, it's not necessary to enter, so it's awesome. So like I mentioned before, it would still sound like there are two cases in the Mishnah, and this case over here is that trees are on the border. Maybe they are not noitos. Noitos would seem to be that you know that they're extending outside, so they're easily accessible without going in. These ones which the ones are on the gvul, that maybe it would be more difficult. And on that, the Mishnah is saying, nevertheless, that since a person has the ability to get them without going in, he has no right to go in. And we say he has no right to give him. It would seem to me it's machmas, the nether, right? The nether prevents him from going in, even though he has the right to eat these pears. But there's an issur drisas haregel over here. Okay, that's the first teretz of the Gemara. Zok to Gemara, the second teretz. Shim ben Yochum Omar Gzeiru Shema Yishe Ba'amida. In the Gemara before we had, by the Sugya of Bikur Cholim, explained a Gzeiru based on this. So in the context of the Gemara over here, Shimon on the Okam Eimer, Gzeru Shema Yishe Bamida. He's explaining that in truth, Itaka is also to enter the field to take the Peres. The question was, but it's after Rachmonon, so the field doesn't belong, or the rights right, that don't belong to the owner of the field, and therefore there's no Isidrisa Sereka, I'm not being Nena from you. On that, the answer is that you're right. However, there's Exerum, because we want to enter the field, so while he's using it for the purpose of picking the fruit, then it's after Achmona, and therefore he's not being Nana from him, and it's Mutter. But were he to be Shoya, were he to be waiting in the field there, not for the purpose anymore of picking the fruit, so then there's no after achmona concerning that, and then the isidrisa seregel would apply. So Chazal asked him from entering the field for the concern that he'll be shoya and he'll come to be over the iser neder. Right, so that's this halacha over here, and this, that taka specifically applies to a mudr hano. Mudr hano can come in for that reason, even though he has the right to eat the peiros, and he really has the right to come in, but because of the chemer of the Nedarim, we're concerned that he won't be so careful, and he'll end up being over the neder by being shoy, by waiting in the field, not for the purpose of picking the fruit. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran, B'shimr an Yaakov Omer, Gzeira Shema Yishe Be'amidu. U'mishim hoch yafir l'lakeri lo'nish be'em tzasada lo yeyred l'sayicha. And for this reason, he can't enter the field even for the purpose of picking fruit. Dinehid medina shari, Shavada me'ikra ha'din, it's mut like the Mora asked. The Arar Rachmana Afre, because the Torah was Mafkrit. However, Mishum Gzera also. Now, the rest of the round we'll leave out for right now. Right, the Sugi before. Akoban, but let's hear over here. So, Shimon Lakum is saying that there's a Gzera. The reason why it's also is mitam gzeira of Shema Yishe. That's why it's also. Okay, so that's the explanation of the Mishnah over here. Okay, so let's go back again. So the Sefer of our Mishnah talks about. The Sefer is talking about, as we said, at least is talking about when he makes the nether first on Shvius. Makes nether on Shvius, so the peiros are not his. So the Isser Hano that he made does not apply to this fruit. And Be'etzim, it should not apply really to the field either. And the reason why the Mishnah says that he can't enter the field for the purpose of getting the peiros, one of two answers. Either we're talking about where it's not necessary for him to enter because the trees that we're talking about are standing on the gvul, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that if you have the ability to get to them by without entering the field, then the Torah was not mapped, didn't give you the right to come in there, and once that's so then coming in would be a problem of drisa saregel, and there will be an iser neder on such a thing. Or else, according to the second teretz, according to Reb Shem ben Yochim, that there's a gzera over here, that even though true that min ha-Torah, me'ikra ha-din, one is allowed to enter because after Rachmana on the field itself, concerning, as long as you're entering for the purpose of picking the peiros, but as a person that enters the field, that he's not necessarily so careful that his being there should only be for the purpose of picking the peiros. And if you show if he waits there in the field in a way that is not necessary for the picking of the peiros, so then the issur neder will apply because there's no afkar achmana concerning that. Then what he's doing now is takatrisa sarekum. Okay, that's a pshat in the sefer of the Mishnah. Now let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Damit Havayhu. Rav and Shmuel both hold the following. The Chosim Elu Olecha. Now there is a little shiloh over here in the Girsois. It quite would seem like from the Ran that the Ran was Gurif Nechosai Elu. Right, we'll see why this might be relevant. But let's hear. At Nechosai Elu Olecha Lifnei Shvi'is En Yer Lesech Sadehu Ve'ena Oichel Min Hanoitos Afal Pi Shigia Shvi'is. Okay, so Rav and Shmuel, they're specifically addressing what we questioned before. Meaning to say, someone who makes a neder before Shvi'is, so before Shvi'is are definitely his peiros, and the Issur definitely will apply to the peiros while they're his. But what about when Shvi'is comes and now the peiros don't belong to him? So Rav and Shmuel say clearly that if the neder was made before Shvi'is, even though Shvi'is comes, and now the peiros do not belong to him anymore, nevertheless, it doesn't change anything as far as the Issur, and the Issur on the peiros remains. Let's hear that. Right? Nechosim Elu, Nechosai Elu Olecho, Lefnei Shvi'is. He made the neder before Shvi'is. He asked on his friend, his Nechosim. En Yer Lesech Sadeu Ve'en Oichem Hanoites, Afal Pi Shigia Shvi'is. Even though Shvi'is came, and the peiros don't belong to him anymore, nevertheless, the Issur remains, and therefore the halachas concerning the peiros and his field are the same after Shvi'is has already come as they were before Shvi'is came. The imbi Shvi'is nada. However, if the neder first takes place on Shvi'is, so at this point, at the point of the neder, the peiros didn't belong to him, then, en yer l'sech sadehu, Aval oichel min anoites. And this will be as the Gemara explained before the difference as far as Yerli Seich Sadeu. Right? Why can't he enter the field like the Gemara before said? Right? B'shvi'is nada, if it was on Shvi'is, the peiros don't belong to him, so he can't aser the peiros. So definitely a person, he could eat from the peiros, but if it's a question of getting to the peiros through the field, into the field, or stepping into the field, that you can't do. And like the Gemara says, either because you don't need to, or if you need to, because of exasion. Okay, so as far as we're concerned, what we want to see here is that Rav and Shmuel tell us that once the neder was made before Shvi'is, at a time that the peiros belong to you, the Issur on the peiros continues, and therefore the halachas of this neder don't change. Only if the neder was first made on Shvi'is, so at the time of the neder the peiros don't belong to him, that's when there's a difference in the halacha, akoponim, that the fruit may be eaten. Rabbi Yechmin Shlokesh Dam Tavayu, Nechosai Olecha. Now, we'll see, the Gemara makes a point, the Ran discusses this, that the Lashon of Rabbi Yechmin Shlokesh seemed to be a little different it's Nechosai Olecha. Even according to the Gisus Haran, Rav and Shmuel spoke about Nechosai Elu Olecha. And Be'echim Shlokish, the term that they're using are Nechosai, my Peris, on you. Right? We'll see the different points of the Gemara, whether this is Dafka or Lav Dafka. Now, Koponim, we'll see that. Be'echim Shlokish, Tavayu, Nechosai Olecha, Lefnei Shviyas, and Yerlu Sech Steven Echman Anoitis. Are clearly their halacha is a different halacha. Their halacha is that one who made the ned before Shvius, so before Shvius, while the peris still belonged to him, have one din. However, that same neder, once Shvius comes and the peris don't belong to him anymore, now the Isser on the Paris does not apply anymore. Oichel hu asanoitis. Zot the Gemara, lema b'hoka miflugi. So the Gemara understands that, you know, there's a machlekes over here, and that's what definitely what it would seem to be. And that's a machlekes, right? Whenever we have such a setup, you know, Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, at first glance, it seems to be machlekes, and we'll see maybe more than that. But the Gemara initially understands that there's definitely machlekes here. Now, if there is machlekes, so zok the Gemara, that means that the machlekes, just the facts over here, that one who made a neder, he asked his friend on on property of his that he owned at the time of the neder, and now this property left his ownership, does the nether still apply to these payers? That's what seems to be. Rav and Shmuel say that things stay the same. And Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish say that at that point, when Shvius comes and his ownership is paka, goes off, so then the Isser goes off. Zotimor, Lem Haf Mivli, Rav Shmuel Savi, Odom Oyser Dobisha Beshusei, Afilu Lechashiyotze Meshusei. The Rabban Shmuel hold that a person has the ability to ask for something if it was in his rishus at the time of the neder, then the issur neder will extend even after it left his rishus. That's what it means. Adam oisa davar shebirshusay, person can create an issur on something which is in his rishus, afil l'chshiyotz mishusay, that issur will remain even after it leaves his rishus. And they hold that no, a person can't. A person does not have the ability to ask for something which the Isser will remain even after it. He does not own it just because he made the net at the time that he did own it. Okay, so now let's just talk about this for a moment as follows. We've seen in the past that there are two ways, two situations when a person could create an Isser. He could create an Isser Neder on himself, and he could create an Isser Neder on someone else. Now, if he's making an Isser Neder on himself, so he could ask on himself even things that don't belong to him, since the Isser is limited to himself, him personally. However, if he's not answering himself, he's answering someone else, then he can only answer things on something else, on someone else that belong to him. He can't answer on someone else things that don't belong to him. That's a davar pashut, that there's no question about. Right, so a person can't be madir his friend Reuven from entering Shimon's house or from eating Shimon's peris. Anything which is not in his own ownership, right? He can't answer him mechais, right? From, you know, even if it's something which is not owned by a different person, right? But it's not in his own ownership, right? So he can't ask him from going to going to and taking something which is hefker. That's all poshut. The issue in our Gemara is that what about if the neder was made at a point of time, he's takbi mad at someone else, right? That's what we're discussing over here. He's asking someone else, and the item which is in question definitely did belong to him at the time. This is zikr, it was chal, and now it left his, it doesn't belong to him anymore. So does the neder itself remain? Do we say that, well, listen, you know, if he would have wanted to make the neder at this point, he couldn't have been meichal. So by the same token, that even though he made the neder before, but the neder can't aser in this situation, if he couldn't make it in the first place, so even if he made it in the first place, it can't hold. Or no, that maybe it's choluk, that maybe that just because he couldn't make it in the first place, but if he was successful in being meichal the neder because it belonged to him at that point of time, so then the neder will not be poka anymore, it won't go off, just because it doesn't belong to him anymore. Now, l'chora like this, I mean, the understanding of these two stodim over here, these two possibilities, one could understand the following, that what is taka the problem, what is missing that a person, that we said, it's definitely agreed upon that a person can ask on his friend something that he doesn't own. Is the problem just the problem in being meichal the nether, in getting the nether to be activated? He doesn't have any control, any wherewithal to create an isser on something which is not in his bialis. Is that the issue? So if the issue is an isser, real is a problem in the ikar chalois of the nether, you know, it's being causing the nether on an item which he doesn't have any control over. If that was the extent of the problem, then then it will be in a sense to say that if at the time of the asiyas nether he was in control, so then the nether was chal. So if it's chal, right, the fact that he doesn't own it anymore, there's nothing missing in that, because the original problem was just a problem in creating the nether. Once you got past the initial step of creating the nether, then there's no reason why he has to remain the ownership, has to remain his in order for the Issa Nether to remain. However, were we to say that there's maybe a more basic problem, it's not merely a problem in the initial chalois of the nether, but there's something more intrinsic, that a person doesn't have the ability at all to aser, right, to give dine iser to something which he doesn't own. If that's the problem, so that means that his actions can only affect something that he owns, and therefore it would follow that it's dependent, the issa will be dependent on whether his ownership is still here. And therefore, even though at the time of the nether he had his ownership and he was meichal the issa, but once it becomes not his anymore, then he has no power to affect something that's not his. Only while it's his actions could affect something which is in his ownership. His actions could extend to things that he owns. That's a power of his ownership. But if his ownership doesn't exist on this anymore, then the ability to aser can't. There is no ability to aser at all. So now, if that would be so, so then at the point of time that it's not his anymore, so the koyach ha'oyser, the ability, the power to aser it, he he never had to ask for something that's not within his ownership, and that's why the Isser will be poka. So we just explained an initial understanding that to this machlekes by discussing that this halacha, which is accepted upon everyone, that if at the time of the nether the item does not belong to the ma'adir, that for sure it's not chal, that is it a problem just in the initial chalois? Is it just a problem in just having the iser attach itself to the item at that point because it's not his? Is that the problem? More misad the ma'isin nether. If that's the problem, so once you got past that, because it was is at the point of the Asiyas HaNeder, then what happens afterwards is irrelevant, whether it's his or not. That's not Ma'alo Meir, and therefore the Issur will remain, even after it's not his. However, if the problem is something more intrinsic, that he doesn't have the power, doesn't have the Koyach B'chlal, to create Dinim on something which is not in his Vishus, he only has the ability to affect things which he owns, so then it would be in a sense to say that once it's not his anymore, so then his Isser that he made has no bearing on it, and Isser will be Paka. That's how we could have understood the Machlekes over here. Maybe we'll see in the Hemshech HaDvarim that could be that there is another svarim, maybe like we had in the past, which might be in the concept of an issa which is lepoka bechdi, that even if something even like according to the second side, let's say, right, that even though a person doesn't have the ability, something more intrinsic, right, he has no ability on something which is not his, but since it was his at the time of the Chalois HaNeder, so the Isser wouldn't be Poka. Anu Haloch. But once the Isser is Chal, then the Isser can't be Poka. I need something to remove it. Once the Isser is Chal on something, so then this wouldn't be poka b'chdi, wouldn't be poka by itself. Right, we'll see in the Gemara the Ran talks about such a svara, and maybe we'll see whether that is applicable to here. Okay, so Akoponim, now we'll see, the Gemara is going to have three steps in understanding this discussion between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, like we saw the Gemara. The Gemara initially understands as the Machlokes over here, and the Gemara has Oifin 1, the first way how to understand what the Machlokes is. The Gemara is going to ask questions on that, and one is going to shift that maybe the Machlokes is a different way of understanding what the Machlokes is. And then the Gemara at the end is going to come out to say that, you know, since we can't make a Machlokes, you know, of either of these two ways, and therefore the Gemara is going to come out at the end that actually there is no machlokes. Okay, so we have to explain each step of the way. Okay, so this is an initial understanding. Let's see the Ran. Dr. Ran. All right, we're up to the Ran over here, the first Ran on the Gemara. V'afagav shegi yishvis. This is Rav and Shmuel, they definitely are saying that the nether was made before Shvius comes, nothing changes. The Kasavri is looked around Rav and Shmuel, Davdab the cool peri have carried in, even though true that when Shvius comes, all peris become hefker, and they don't belong to the Madder anymore. Filhochi kivan shebishosha hidiru hoyishaloi, but since at the time that he made the nether, it belonged to him, chayli suru. Afilu b'shvius sheyotzu mishu chaylis. I'm sorry. Kiven shibishos shedir hoyu shaloi chaylis sura afilu b'shvius sheyotzu mishu soy. So the the Isser still is on the Paris, even on Shmias at a point that it left his Rishos. That's the Shita. Now the Ran explains that according to this, so Shita's Rav and Shmuel, let's put that into the Mishnah. We'll learn the Mishnah like them. Right? Now according to that understanding, so since the Halacha, when Shmias comes, nothing changes, so definitely the Seif of the Mishnah is a new case, like the Ran explained in the Mishnah. Let's see that. Zok the Ran, Umasishin Trade Din Nikotani, and according to this, the Mishnah is telling us two Halachas, means two different cases. Reisha Shmi'inon, the Chiddush of the Reisha is as follows. Kim Shadir Lefnei Shvi'is, since the Neder was made before Shvi'is, Chanuj Afil Kimot Shvi'is. That the Neder still remains be Isura even after Shvi'is. That is the Reisha of the Mishnah. Let's see. So Mishnah says, Hamudu Hanom Echaber Lefnei Shvi'is, any Yel Tzarech Shvi'il and Yechil Manoites. That means always, even after Shvi'is. Right? That's what that part of the Mishnah means. V'seif, back into the Ran. V'seif ha-shmi'inon, and the Chiddush of the Seif is not b'shvi'is, if the Neder, it's a new case. If the Neder first was made b'shvi'is, nehid le'chayel nidrei l'gabi peiri, the hefkerin in whom, l'gabi arami echalkum farsh mura time l'kamon. And the Seif of the Mishnah, we're talking about he made the Neder on Shvi'is. So that's poshut, that his Neder can't be chal on Paris, because like we said, that's the double poshut, that a person can't be mad at someone else on things which don't belong to him. Is therefore the chiddush of the Sefer of the Mishnah is that he can't, like the Mishnah says, he can't enter the field. Now, Bishlam, according to the second heresy of the Mar, there's a gzeira over here that he can't enter, even though there's an afkirachmono. According to the first heresy of the Gemara, right, we'll have to say that there is a chiddush there also, right? And maybe like we explained before, maybe because there's two cases in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is saying that even though maybe it's not so accessible, nevertheless, since he could get to the Paris without them, so then he doesn't have the Hefker doesn't apply to him, and there's an Isidrisus Regel. So what the Ran just explained to us is that if there's two cases in the Mishnah, and the Sefer of the Mishnah is a new case, so there's a chiddush in that, how the hefkera of Shvi'is doesn't help him enter the field. And the chiddush of the Reisha is that even though the neder was made, but since the neder was made before Shvi'is, so then the dinim of that neder will apply even after Shvi'is comes and takes off the ownership from the pages. That's how Shmuel will learn the Mishnah. Let's see the Ran Vayakhtiv. Rabbi Yechem, Vishlokesh Dam Tavayu, Aval Oichem and Hanoites. Zokt the Ran, Voloi Mitzar Behu Mishum Nidro to Mekame Shvi'is. Right? Their Shita is that once Shvi'is comes, now the Halacha changes. Higir Shvi'is, now we're ready, is Oichel Hum and Hanoites. Is zokt around. Let me behalk and forget. At this point, the more understands that the machlek is as follows. Rav Shmuel Savri, Adam Oyser. Rav Yerucham Ishlokish Savri, Ein Adam Oyser. Nirali, zokt around like this. Tohochi Purusha Dishmaitu. Okay, so we're already trained that when the Ran gives us that hakdoma, we see that, we know that things are not so simple over here. The sugya needs explanation, different points. And the way Ran is explaining, might not be agreed by the other Rishonim. Okay, so therefore, you know, we're going to try to sense what the difficulties that he's getting around, and we'll try to also remain open that to what is the Ran's view on this, and it's maybe not, the Gemara itself is not mukach like that, and therefore there might be room for all the Rishonim to explain the Gemara differently. Okay, so with that in the back of our minds, let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran like this. The Kosalka died in Hash, and Rav Shon B'Yechanan, Freish Lokesh, Kulu Apirush the Masis and Kaimi. At this point of the Gemara, what they're discussing is really discussing the Mishnah. They're explaining the Mishnah. Which, like we said, that basically means is that they're arguing whether the Mishnah is one case or two cases. Right? The Mishnah definitely has a different halacha when the Mishnah says uvishvius. There's a different halacha. It's mutter to eat the peres hanoitis. Now, why is that so? Is that because of just a change of status of ownership in the peres, but the nether was still the old nether, or that because he made a new nether, but the status of ownership wouldn't change things? So let's see. Zok d'Ran. Rav Shmuel mefarish look at the previous. Rav Shmuel explained the Mishnah as we explained, like we just said before. Rav Shmuel holds that the status of ownership does not change the halacha, and therefore the ratio of the Mishnah is, if the nether was made before Shvius, it's not relevant where we're holding that right now. We might already be now in Shvius, the halacha is still the same, that the Isser remains. Right? That's what the ratio of the Mishnah is. When the Mishnah says over Shvius, it means this, that there's a different halacha over here, is because we're talking about that the nether was first made on Shvius, and at the time of the nether, the peres did not belong to him. So that's why there's a difference in din. He couldn't ask the peres. Now we want to discuss Rechon Mish Lakish. Their shita is that original nether, the halachas change with the adjustment of the ownership. Something which originally was owned by the madir and the isser applied to it. Well, if he doesn't own it anymore, so then the isser goes off. Zok d'Ran, Rabbi Yechon Mishlok Shem Fraya Shlo D'Chod D'Kotani. They learned that Mishnah is all one case, meaning it's one nether. Right? One nether before Shvius. Right? And the reading of the Mishnah is that one nether he made before Shvius has two different halachas, at two different points of time. Till Shvius, the peres are also. When Shvius comes, so when the Mishnah says Uvish Shvius, means that when Shvius comes. Zok d'Ran, V'kulu Kishnil Fnei Shvius. And the one case that the Mishnah is talking about is that the nether was made before Shvius. Because Omar, the nether zesh ne dinim yeish loy. This one nether has two dinim at two different points of time. Lifnei Shvius chal nidru l'gamri sheni yeri v'eni oichel. That before Shvius, the nether prevents everything. Right? You can't go in, you can't eat. Avok shishkir Shvius hut miktsos. However, that when Shvius comes, now things change. That there's a heter, a partial heter. Nihid en yod b'sech sadeyu. True that he can't go into the field. Mishum da'arakati b'shu sekaimik. The priest is time to come on. Like the more explains later on. That true. That when Shvius comes, he can't. There's still an isadrisu saregel. Now, that's because is not matter anything that's not relevant to the Achilas HaPeres. So either the Mishnah is talking about that, talking about a drisa which is not relevant for the drisa access of the Peres, or according to the second tariff of the Gemara is that there's a gzera over here based on that. Right, so that's why the halacha is that when Shvius comes, the drisus regel is still b'mkayme oimid. However, the din of the peris does change. Filachi peri shoru, the peris amuter. Why the habu Shvius nafke mishuse? Because on Shvius, the ownership of the peris that the madre once had, it doesn't exist. They leave nafki. They leave the rishus of the madir. Rafa peshitir b'shoshay b'shusay. Even though the nether was made at the time that they were b'shusay, and the nether was chal dahin lefnei shiris, the lefnei shiris. They hold They hold that a person does not have the ability to ask for something that the issa should remain even after it left his vishus. Even though it was made at a time that it wasn't his vishus, he owned it, and therefore then it was chal at that point of time. But once they leave his vishus, then his power does not extend to hold the issa, and the issa will be poka, will go off once it leaves his vishus. Now, putting this into the Mishnah, there's a difficulty which rises over here. Because the Reish of the Mishnah, the Ned was made before Shvius, so the Ned was made before Shvius, and the Halacha only applies to before Shvius, that's simple, right? It's poshut. He made a Neder, right? That person can't have Hanoah from him. Everything still belongs to him, so of course the person can't eat the peris and he can't be nichnas into the field. There's no chiddush. And as according to Shmuel, who said the chiddush was the second part of that din, meaning to say that the din of the reisha, the iser applies even after shvius. So the chiddush will be that the point of time after shvius. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the Reish of the Mishnah only discusses the point before Shvius. And this, that it's all Osir, that's Pashut. So Zokter Man, Nehi the Reish Lashmin and Midi. That's what he's saying. Now, if you were to ask me a question, that what's the Chiddush of the Reish, I'll tell you, in the Chum, you're right. There is no Chiddush in the Reish. The Pshit, Lefnei Shvius, Eni Yerv, Eni Oichel. That's Pashut. But that question doesn't bother them. Why? Svir Lehu, Denok HaReish, Mishum Seifu. They could tell you, true, there's no chiddush in the reisha, but we said the reisha really in order to give us the context of the sefer, which has a chiddush. Naka reisha mishum sefer ashmina dafu shetir lefnei shviyis sheyu peris bishusai eni suri chal la'achar shiyotze mishus behainu bishviyis. But according to them, the sefer, the Mishnah, has a chiddush at different than Rav and Shmuel. According to them, the chiddush of the sefer is that neder which was chal before shvius, it can't aser once shvius comes. Umishum hochi have a sol kadaitin, the Rabbi Yechon of Mishlokish Savri, the ain adam oyster dover shebishusoi, lechashiyotza mishusoi. Now the Ran says as follows. And he's bavorning a question. And he's saying, this is why, what we just explained right now, this is why the Gemara thought that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish hold, like the Gemara was explaining their Shita, they hold that a person can't answer something at a point once it leaves his ownership. Afilu heichad omar nechosim elu. Even if the Gemara right now, and this is important, that the Gemara understands that the issue over here is in the power to aser. Right? So if the issue is in the power to aser, so that means that even if he clearly tells us in the lashon that he uses that he's asering these nechosim, and he wants the iser to extend forever. But if the problem is in his power, that he doesn't have the ability to answer something at a point that it's not his, so it's not relevant what lashon he used, meaning to say that it's not relevant even if he expressed that the iser that he was creating should extend forever, but if it's a chasarn, if he doesn't have the ability to do that, so you know, once he leaves his rishus, then the iser will be poka. So therefore it'll apply afilu heichad omer nechosim elu, meaning to say like this, that even though we were medayik, that Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, the lashon that they use in their memra, nechosai olecha, that he's saying, my nechosim should be offered to you, and as we'll see in Hemshech HaDvorim, that one might have thought that, well, you know, this lashon itself maybe is a limitation, that nechosai, my property, should be also to you, that might have had the mashmois, that he's assering items that are in his ownership. And he doesn't mean to asser when they're not in his ownership. Now, if that would be the understanding, then the reason why it's not also later is because he didn't mean to asser it at a point that it's late. He only wanted to have the isser while they belong to him. If that would be so, then that would not be in agreement with our current understanding. Because our current understanding is explaining that there's a problem in his power, in his ability to asser it, even if he wants to asser it later. So what the Ran over here is bavoni, that is according to this understanding that, you know, they said it, the lashon that Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish used is a lashon which the lashon itself has a limitation, and our explanation is not because of a lashon, it's a power limitation. On that, the Ran is saying that we'll see in a moment. The Ran is saying that the Gemara understands that it's lav dafka what they said over there, right? When nechasai olecha in achanami, it's not because he used the word nechasai. There's an intrinsic problem. There's a limitation in his power, in his ability to ask for something that at a point that it doesn't belong to him. So let's hear that again.
Even when he said nechasim elu, inami afil heichad omar behedyo, or even if he specifically stated shuoisayis mafil achshatim mishusoi,
right? And the Gemara right now, like we're saying, since the Gemara is understanding that the problem over here is in his power, so even if he explicitly said that I want to answer these pages, that even at a point that they're not mine anymore. So it's very clear what his intention is on that, nevertheless, that once they're not his, they're not also anymore, because he doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the power to create an isser on something which is not his at a point that it becomes not his. But I have a sphere on hochi, and that's what the Gemara understood. Now that's what I mentioned before. That's what the Ran is saying, even though that the case that they talk about, the words that they use is nechasai, the Gemara at this point understands that it's not because of the lotion that he used. The reasoning for that shita is because of a limitation in the power and the ability. Now, why did the Gemara assume this? Zokt Ran, Mishum debishlama I amrinon Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish amri hachi b'nechasim elu. Because there's a problem that we'll gain with this. That according to the present way of understanding, that Rish Lakish and Yechim are not limited to the Lashon. Right? And the reason for that shita is because of a chesaron in power. Ikalameimar the Tana Reisha Mishum Sefer Ukedeprishus. Then akoponim, there is a chiddush in this Mishnah. We could say that even though there's no chiddush in the Reisha, which Reisha means the point of time till Shvius, the chiddush is Mishum Sefer. The chiddush is the halacha that when Shvius comes, that your power at this point is already limited. You don't have that power anymore, and it becomes mutter. That'll be the chiddush. Even though they use the term nechasai, lav dafka d'omer nechasal b'chod in ochanami, that it's not specific the way they say it out, that you said nechasai. Ela anachosim elu de amri Rabbi Shmuel kaimi. No, that they're addressing Rabbi Shmuel, and they're really working with the nachosim that Rabbi Shmuel talked about. Now, true that the Ran at this point sounds like that maybe he was gorgeous in Rabbi Shmuel nachosim elu. Okay, we'll see. There's so much different mashmois in the Ran. But the main point over here is that Rav and Shmuel's Lashon is definitely not one of Nechasai alone. So if Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish are addressing the case of Rav and Shmuel, right, and they're coming to argue, so
the lashon that they specifically use is lav dafka, because they're coming to argue on Rav and Shmuel. Right? Ela nechosim elu dom Rav and Shmuel kaimi, dib nechosim elu dinoi ki nechosai. They're coming to say that your lashon that you use, we argue, has the same din as a nechosai. Question, fashion of fanenu, like we'll explain. Now, why are we doing this? So the Ran is in the middle of explaining that assuming that Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh are going on the Mishnah has to have a chiddush. So if Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh, according to what we're explaining them, is not dependent on the Lashon, it's not because your Lashon, you limited the Lashon. Right? That would be posh if you limited the Lashon. But it's even if the Lashon was not limited, and the reason for that is because of a limit in power, so that's a chiddush, that there's a limit in the power. If it were to be that they only said the halacha when you use the Lashon of the Chosai, because the Chosai is mashma moin the Chosim while they're moin, imke mashmi in the Tan Mas Nisan, then we have a problem. What's the chiddush of the Tana? Reisha v'agaloi tzrich lashminon, like we said before, the Reisha definitely, before Shavis, no chiddush there, v'agaloi tzrich lashminon v'nei Shavis chayal nidj legarmi, that's poshut. V'chiteimo mishum seifa nokot lo, maybe you'll tell me that because it is seifa, lashmin the kibnei kora omar nechosa, kishgi Shavis huchu miksa shal nedeze, dehainu li'in achilo, Hainami like Tzricha Lashmin, the Pshita, Loshon Nechos, Limashma, El Biyudai Shehoi Bishusai. On that, the Ran says that were Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, were we to take what they say specifically, that they were only talking about a Loshon of the Chosai, which is a limitation in the Mashmois of his intention, there's no Chiddush in that. Now, if a person says Nechosai, and that to say that he means that the Issa should be only while they belong to him, that's Poshut. So there will be no Chiddush in the Mishnah. Zokter Ran, the Gedoy Lemizu Shoninu, that I'll show you even a bigger Chiddush, how the Loshon could limit because of the Mashmois of the intention. Demizu Shoninu Bepirkin L'Kamon. Even a bigger Chiddush, the Gemorin, in the next parak brings umaisinon lo b'somuch b'shmaiden, and in our sug itself brings this mishnah the following: harim lechaver ikaydim lebeis choshani nichnas. This is talking about, and it's important to remember this. Ran later on makes this point. This mishnah talking about. He's not asking someone else, he's asking himself. This is referred to as a noider. I'm asking myself from entering your house. Now he said, right? So what he asked was, your house. Or your field, I'm asking myself from buying it. In these situations, that if this house or the field does not belong to his friend anymore, it's mutter. That's because the intention, he said, Beischa and Sodcha. Beischa and Sodcha are limiting the intention of the nether. He's only asking the nether while it belongs to his friend. If it doesn't belong to his friend anymore, then he's not answering at that point of time. In that situation, right? So that's what it says in that Mishnah. This idea that when someone makes a nether on something that he classifies with the ownership, the Isser only applies if that ownership is still there. Zokter said, now this is Gedoy Lemizu, right? A bigger Chiddush. And we'll see why the Ran considers how they're different and why it's considered a bigger Chiddush. V'kivon dafil gabin noider. Zok the Ran, like before, we said before, right? This is the difference, and that's why the Ran considers that a bigger chiddush. So again, our mission is talking about a madir that he's answering his friend on his nechasim. And this Mishnah is talking about he's asking on himself. Now, a person is asking himself, like we mentioned before, when he's asking himself, right, there really is no limitation as far as ownership is concerned. He could initially ask himself on something which doesn't belong to him. So therefore the man says as follows, that our Gemara over here is discussing a madir, right? The power of a madir. If Reuven is answering Shimon, that could he create an iser on Nechasim that he owns now on Shimon, even for a period of time when he does not own it? That's a need, that's an issue, that's a question in our Gemara. The Gemara at this point, right, has two tzadim on that. But that's Poshet, Zokt the Ran, that if he's answering himself, he definitely could. Even initially, right, when it doesn't belong to him, he could create an issa. So therefore the Ran says as follows, that so therefore the power of a madir is greater than that of the power of a noider, one who asks on himself. Can't say that again. The power of a noider, of someone who asks on himself, is greater than that of a madir, because a noider could answer on himself something that he does not own at the time of the neder. A madir can't. And as a matter of fact, that a madir, there's a suffolk in the Gemara at this point, that even if he owned it at the time, once it leaves his rishos, the iser might not carry anymore. Is Zokteran as follows, is that if we find in that Mishnah, which is the noider has a greater power, definitely he could answer even after lesson shows. Aminon, nevertheless, tichi omar beischo loy mashma elo buuda buoytshu shaloyin. When he uses the term beischo, he mentions the owner in the nether. So we understand his attention that the iser is only at a point of time that it belongs to him. Kolchkin gabi madir, definitely. When we're dealing with a matter, which is in our case, dikalisfuki motzi aser the baser shotzav mibei, say that over there, there's room to be mistapa whether he has the ability, has the power at all. The pshita milso definitely the beloshin nechosai, when he says a loshin of nechosai, any oisel ulim b'shusai, definitely he means b'shusai. Now let's just read to the end, then we'll explain this. The vada ki omer noider beischa in chasecha, definitely when the noider says beischa in chasecha, v'chi omer madir beisi, v'chein omer madir, right? That whether it's the noider who says beischa in chasecha, or the madir says beisi, or in chasai l'shoyne shavnhein, right? These definitely, there's no difference, right? Don't tell me that there's a difference in the two lashonos. They definitely are all the same. So therefore, we have a right to bring a proof from one to the next. As follows, okay, so what the Ran just said over here was, and the Ran's saying something which maybe needs a little thought over here. But let's just get back into the train of thought. The Ran right now is discussing Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they hold that once the Nechasim are not belong to, let's say, in our Mishnah, right? Once Shvius comes, now the halacha changes. That same nether which was made before Shvius, which created an Isra on the Paris. Once Shvius comes, now that the Isser goes off because he doesn't own the Paris anymore. Now we're trying to understand that what could possibly be the Chiddush over here. Before Shvius, that it's also, that's Poshut, it belongs to him, like any matter, could ask for anything. Right? Elamai, you want to tell me that the chiddush is that once shvius comes, that the Isra goes off. So the Ran says as foul like this, is that now depending on how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we would have a basis for a Chiddush in the Mishnah or not. Now there are two possible ways, and we'll see, the Gemara is going to work with this later on. There's two possible ways how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that's because the two possible reasons why a nether might not remain after something left someone's ownership. Is it like we were discussing till now at this point of the month, this more understands that there's a limitation in the power? Is that the basis of Reich and Reish Lakish Shita? That being that these items don't belong to you anymore, so you don't have the power to answer them, and therefore, even the Isra was chal, but the Isra is going to go off because there's a limitation to the power, to the koyach ha'oyser. Is that what their shita is? Or no, maybe that's not their shita, because if you look in the memra, they talk about nechosai. Now, there's another nechosai, there's another factor over here, and this will be a different understanding why. After the nechassim don't belong to them anymore, they're not osir. Not because of chesaron of power, but because of the initial intention of where you wanted the neder to asir. Meaning to say that if someone specifically states or he says something which the mashmois of his intention is that he wants to asir these nechassim while they're under the ownership of himself or a certain person. So if that's how he set up the nether, so then when they leave that ownership, they'll become mutter. Not because he didn't have the power to answer it at that point, but because this is how he set up the nether. That was the intention of the Isser. He put a limitation in the Isser because of his own interest, not because he didn't have the ability to do it. Okay, so again, so there's two ways how we could possibly understand Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That they're definitely saying that one nether before Shvius, it's also to eat the peris. After Shvius comes, it's mutter to eat the peris. Now, what is the cause of the change? Definitely it has to do with the fact that the peris go out of the ownership of the madir on Shvius. But why is it that now that they're not in the ownership of the madir, they become mutter? Is because there's a limit in the power of the madir. The madir can't create a nether, can't create an islam that he doesn't know. Even if he would be very clear, I want to answer this forever, even after it leaves my rishos. Nevertheless, once it leaves the rishos, it will not be osur, because he doesn't have the power. So it's not an issue of intention. We know his intention was to answer it even at that point, but he doesn't have the power to answer it. Is that the basis of the Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Or that no, power, he has the power really. And if he would have clearly and been explicit that he wants it to be osur even after it leaves the rishos, it would be osur. However, the basis of that Shitas is because he used the term to express his intention, that his intention is only that there should be osur while he owns it. He said nechosai. Now like this. Now the actual lotion that Rabbi Yochanan Shabbos used is nechosai. And that might have been a reason for us to believe that the basis of the Shita is an intention issue, which is really not like the Gemara originally names on. However, the Ran says that the reason why the Gemara did not understand it like this is because if that was taka the basis of Rabbi Yochanan Shabbos' Shita, then we wouldn't understand the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? If we put this into the Mishnah, and they're explaining this with the Mishnah, that means the Mishnah, he's talking about, because they understand that the Mishnah is And they come to explain the Mishnah. If they come to explain the Mishnah, that means that their halacha fits into the Mishnah. And according to this understanding, that means that the Mishnah is talking about what he said in the Chosai. He expressed that he wanted the Isser only to be while they belong to him. That the Mishnah says is that Kodin Shri is that they belong to him, it's Osir. After Shri, they don't belong to him, it's Mutter. On that, there's Dr. Ranam, but that's Parshat. What's the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush over here, Bechlau? So that's why the Gemara understood that being that we understand that Rechem and Shlug are coming to explain the Mishnah with their Shita, that it must be their Shita is not that it's an intention issue, but it's a power issue. And that'll be the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that they don't have the power. So even though they expressed the Chosim Elul, and even if they said Lehedya that we want it to be also even after Shvius, on that the Mishnah is saying, no, once Shvius comes, then it's Mutter, because they don't have the power to Aser. So that's what the Ran is saying. Zok the Ran, that even though if we would look at the words of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lokish, they seem to be talking about Nechosai, but Zok the Ran, that according to the Gemara held at this point, that can't be, that their halacha is based on that Loshen. Because being that they can't explain the Mishnah, there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah. So therefore we're forced to say that when they said Nechosai Slav Davka, of course they're talking to Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel use a Loshen which is not a Nechosai Loshen. And they really come to say that there's no difference between if you're explicit that you wanted to ask her later, right? Or you come to say now, it's all going to have the same halacha because it's not dependent on the intention that you use. It's a power issue. Right? So that's why the Gemara understood at this point that this was the basis of Shittas Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, and that's why the Gemara said, okay, so the Machlok is over here, since the Machlok is where the person has the power to ask or not. Rav Shmuel, well, a person does have the power to ask her, and therefore, according to Rav and Shmuel, that original net which was made before Shvius will still have the power even after Shvius comes and doesn't belong to him. It's still the Israel will still be here because the person has the power. Once he set off the nether while it belonged to him, the nether will remain and ask it even after it doesn't belong to him. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, they hold that the nether can't, the Kecha Oyser does not exist at a point which is not yours, and therefore when the ownership goes off and Shvius comes, then the Isser Achil on the Paris will go off. And that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah has come to say. That was the Gemara's understanding. Now, we mentioned that in passing, the Ran said that there's no Chiddush because even a greater Chiddush. Okay, let's just talk about it just for a couple of minutes. This point might be a little bit confusing, so I'll just mention for those who saw this part of the Ran. Okay, but we won't dwell on this so much. That the Ran says that Gedol Mizu, right? That it can't, that there's no Chiddush over here. Were we to say that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is because of a Loshen issue, and which is an intention issue, right? Then there will be no Chiddush. That when one says Nechosai, he means while my ownership is here. Right? And if he mentions ownership in his nether, Zotaran, because a greater chiddush, gedolim mizu amru. What's the gedolim mizu? Something even a bigger chiddush. By noider. Right? So as we mentioned before, that we have two cases over here. When we have a madder, madder means when someone is answering someone else. And neither is when one's answering himself. One who asks himself has a greater koyach to answer because he doesn't have to. It's not limited at all to things which belong to him. As we mentioned, even at the time of the nether, he can ask on himself things which belong to someone else, things that he doesn't own at all. But a neither definitely needs. I'm sorry, but no matter if I'm asking someone else, definitely. That has to be in his ownership at the time of the nether, and the question is that you know after it leaves, does his owner is the nether go off or not? But the point being that the koyach ha'oser, the power to aser of a nether, someone who asks himself, is greater. Now the Ran makes a connection between the power to aser and the intention when a certain term is used. And the Ran says that there would have been a mokum to think that one who has a greater power to aser, sir, when he uses terms which might have suggested an intention of a limitation, but being that his power is a greater power, so he doesn't mean to limit in intention. His intention is not to limit his neder. Whereas a madir, that his power to aser is that much weaker, so there would be more of a reason to say that when he uses certain terms, his intention is to limit. Now, not so simple what one thing has to do with the other, right? And that's point I just want to mention over here. But the Ran does seem to understand that there is a connection over here, and that's why the Ran's saying that if we see that a neider who has a great power to aser, when he uses a lashon and in the iser, he relates it to an owner, beischa, that, and we understand that definitely he means while it belongs to you. So even someone has a great power to aser, and his power is and not at all limited with any ownership. Nevertheless, when he's asering on himself, he uses a term of beischa. He talks about an owner. He means to aser only while it belongs to that person. Is definitely, when we're talking about a madir, someone's asking someone else, that his power is compromised. Is definitely less akoponim than that of a neider. Definitely, when he uses a term in his neder, he mentions an owner. Definitely, his intention, and that is only to aser while it belongs to that owner. And therefore, based on that, the Ran is saying, so therefore, there's no chiddush in this Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a madir, and we already find that by a neider in that Mishnah, that the lashon tells us the intention which creates a limitation only while it belongs to that person. So definitely in our Mishnah, and that the Ran was saying to explain why therefore there's no chiddush in our Mishnah if the basis of Rabbi Yechim Ish Lakish was had to do with an intention issue. And that's what brought the Gemara to understand that must be the basis of Rabbi Yechim and Ish Lakish is because it's a power issue, that they hold a person doesn't have the power to create an issue which will extend on something, to answer his friend. Now he can't answer his friend, someone else, on nechosim that don't belong to him anymore. That has to be the sheet of Rabbi Yechim Ish Lakish. And if that's so, then the Mishnah has a chiddush akoponim in the Sefer. Okay, so that was the initial understanding of the Gemara. Okay, so let's just get back to the Gemara. So Nochmal, the Gemara is understanding that the Machlokes Rav Shmuel against Rabbi Yechanan and Ish Lakish is a power issue. Does a person have the power that to create an iser on something which Avada needed to be in his at the time, he's asking his friend, so it need to be his at the time when he asked it, but does he have the power to create an iser which will extend on that item even when it's not in his ownership? Rav and Shmuel hold yeah, and Rabbi Yechanan and Ish Lakish hold no. And based on that, that's how they explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the second, the sefer of the Mishnah, tells us that there is no iser when at Shvius. There is no iser on the Peiris. Now, is that even this, that there's no iser, is that even when the neder was made before? Well, that's Rabbi Yechanan and Ish Lakish Shita. Yeah. Right? The neder was made before, but when Shvius comes, nothing's changed because you don't have the power to aser something at a point in time where the nechasim don't belong to anymore. And Ravin and Shmuel hold that no, that if that neder was made at a point when the nechassim belong to you, then the issur will remain even after the nechassim do not belong to you anymore. And therefore, the sefer of the Mishnah, which says that on Shvius, then the peris amutter, that has to be talking about where the initial neder was made already when Shvius was already here and the peris didn't belong to him. That's why he couldn't ask him the peris. Okay, I think that we'll hold off over here for the rest of the Ran in order for us just to get in the Gemara. Zot the Gemara, Bitisbara. Okay, right now the Gemara is going to question this understanding of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Bitisbara, Fretimara, question: Do you think that that's true what you're saying? How could it be? Is it possible to say like what you're saying, that someone holds that a person cannot answer something after it left his rishus? And as the way we're on the explaining, is that possible? That's really what they hold? Im Kain, Zot Gemara, and I'll tell you why does Zot Gemara, you know why we feel that it can't be what you're saying? It's more important to question the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is it possible for us to say that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the basis of the Shita is the person doesn't have the power to do that? Im Kain, Nifla Gibbon Nechosim, Eil Vakoshke Menechosim. Fret Gemara, that, now the Gemara is right now going back, and taking note, being megdactic on the term, the Loshon that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are using. And they're saying that if that really was the basis of their Shita, a chason in power, and if so, then like we said before, then even if the Mashmois of the Loshon, the intention definitely was that you want to answer forever, it still won't help that the issur should remain after it leaves rishus. If that was the basis of shita beichon shlokus, so self, why did they use a term of nechosai? They should have said nechosim elu and kolshke nechosai. Now let's see the Ran, right? Because the Mora right now is obviously having a little change of heart over here, right? Because we thought we covered all bases. We thought that we explained why the Gemara had to understand it like this, because otherwise there would be no Chiddush. Let's pick up over here. In my Gemara, it's the third line from the bottom, last word on the line. Umakshinon, the Gemara asks, "Di isod Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish savri the ein adam oiser." If it was true that they held like your understanding now, that person doesn't have the ability, the power to answer, havel lefluge behedya afilu heichad loy the omer nechosam elu, that they should have specifically argued. And give me the talk about that case of Nechosim Elu. Talk about a case, and don't limit it. Don't even mention Nechosai. They should have said Nechosim Elu. So, in as much as we said before that the Gemara understood that it could have been Lav Dafka, but the Gemara at this point is not happy with that. The Gemara feels that from the fact that they said Nechosai, they must be nechosai, and it's because of the nechosai, and were it to be nechosim elu, if the intention wasn't compromised, then there will be no problem as far as the koyach, the power ability. Okay, so proof number one that the Gemara is saying now that this can't be the machlokes, this is not the basis of Bechlin Shita, is because going back to the way to the Lashon that they used. They seem to be using a specific Lashon. If Lashon was not the issue, then they should have spoken at a bigger Chiddush, that even if the Lashon itself is a Lashon which definitely give us the intention that he's asking this Nechasim forever, no matter whose ownership it is, nevertheless, not in Kol Shekein B'Nechasai. That was the first question or the first proof that the Gemara brings. V'sum, so the Gemara, in addition to that, aside from the raya that we brought from Rabbi Yechim and Shlokas, they themselves, but I'm going to bring you a Mishnah. I'm going to bring you a Mishnah that you see from a Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us that there is no problem, there's no limitation in power. A person definitely could ask for something even after it leaves his Vishos. And if it's a Mishnah, so then Rabbi Yechon Shlokosh, who Amaroyim, can't argue on that. A person asks on his son can't have an offer from himself, from him. The loch is mace, once he dies, Yerushenu. His son could yashin him and have an offer from his nechasim. Now, that's because he said Nenesli, which the Mashmoyis is, well, I'm alive. However, Bechayvu Moyis, so let's say he says that his son, he asks his son, and he specifically says that Bechayvu Moyis, so whether it is during his lifetime or even after he dies, Lachaz Meis Lo Yerushenu, that if he dies, Lo Yerushenu, his son cannot have Hano from his property, is what the Gemara is showing over here, is that a person could create an Isser on something, that the Isser will extend even at a point of time that he's not the owner. Once he dies, he doesn't own his Nechasim anymore. The Nechasim actually belong to his son. They belong to the Mudr. Right? Nevertheless, that his son can't be Nene from them, because the Issa remains. Zotli Mor Mefurish over here. The Mishnah says that there is no limitation in the power of a person. If he created the Issa on the Chosim at a time that he owns it, then the Issa will remain even to a point of time that he doesn't own it. Okay, so this is a second a proof that that can't be the basis of the machlokes, where the person has the power to aser even after the things don't belong to him. That can't be. The first proof we brought was Mineu Bei, from the way Rabbi Yechon Shlokas himself talk. And then the second proof is from a Mishnah that they can't argue on. Let's see the Ran. So the Ran, the bottom line over here. Emes Yerushenu, the lab in the day Mishani, Ela Mirushosi de Zochele Rachmonu. The Ran explains that in that first case, that he only answered things that belong to him. Once he dies, it's mutter, the Mishnah says. The Ran explains, the lab in the day Mishani, El Mirushosi de Zochele Rachmonu. Right, which l'chor means as follows. The Ran seems to be Rav Aron like this, is that means we know that a person who asers, right, he can't give his friend a present and say, well, now it doesn't belong to him anymore, so it should be mutter, because it's also for him, you know, to give it to him. So were we to view Yerusha as a present which is coming from the mace to the Yerush, then the taka will be also. And that's what the Ran is explaining, the Lam in the name is Hani, El Mirshose, the Zochle Rachmono, that we don't view Yerusha is something that the Torah transfers ownership from the mace to his Yerushim. It's not a present that the mace is giving over. And that's why even a person, if he was alive, he couldn't have given him a present. But once he dies, the fact that it's coming from him is not a reason for it to be osur, because as long as it is that it's not him who's giving it over, it's the Torah which transfers the ownership. Zot ran vayte imeis lo yishena. In the second case, when he says b'chayv v'maisai lo yishena, now the Ran over here is just coming to explain the diyuk haloshen. The word lo yishena sounds like he doesn't yashin him, which means to say it would sound like that the mechanics of Yerusha were disrupted, and the change of ownership doesn't happen. On that Ran says lav da'afkal yishena. No, that doesn't mean that. The nichsin vaday didei havu. That's definitely the nechosim. The ownership belongs to the Yerush, belongs to the son. Zotman, like we'll explain later. And the intention over here is that lo yishena means that he can't be nene from it. That's the Ran explains when he jumped a line or two. The Ran says that lo yimar she'enei mutu lehanis miyushasai. Fine. Let's pick up the next words. Umikomakam shamina. Right. Let's get the point over here that what we want over here is that what we're taking out of this Mishnah, that it's a Mishnah that definitely a person has the power, has the ability to aser nechosim, even at a point in time that they don't belong to him anymore. Fine. Okay, so the Gemara just brought two proofs. Once again, the first proof was from within the words of Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, that they are not, their issue is not a problem of power like we understood. And the second proof of the Gemara is from a Mishnah. That the Mishnah also is mivuyah that there's no problem issue. As long as you're explicit and it's clear what you mean, then avada you could answer. Let's see. Now, nothing more says like this. Shani hochote kaomle b'chayv uv'moisai. The Gemara says as follows, that the second question that you asked me, that I could answer. Shani hoch, that's what Gemara means to say, because Gemara is saying in a second, you call mokam kasha, right, that the first question is still valid, and therefore, we're going to have to change things because of the first question. So this Gemara is just addressing the second question from the Mishnah. Shani hocha dekaomle b'chayv uv'moisai. This is different. This is really different that he said b'chayav uv'moisai. Now, this needs a little bit of explanation as follows. The issue of the Gemara until now was that we were coming to explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the explanation that we were saying was that there is a limitation in the power. A person doesn't have the power to create an issur which will extend on the chosim, he's asking his friend again, right? That he can't create an issur which will extend even to a point of time that he's not the owner on these nechosim. That's what we thought that Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish held, and we were asking a question from the Mishnah. This Mishnah over here clearly says that a person asers on his son, his nechosim, after he dies, that's a point that he does not own the nechosim anymore. The Mishnah says that they're also. So obviously it's not a limitation. So therefore Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish could not have been arguing in a case when he said nechosim elu, right, which would have to be because of a chasaron in power. On that, the Gemara answers, the Gemara says that no, there's no raf in that Mishnah, because that Mishnah, he explicitly stated that he wanted to answer, even later. Now this needs explanation. I mean, how does that change things? We know that. That was the issue. Meaning to say, is that the issue on hand was that we were coming to prove that it can't be a power issue. It can't be, because this Mishnah says that he could ask her, right? That's what the Mishnah says over here. Zot the Gemara, well, It's, Mara says, no, because he was explicit. What does explicit have to do with it? I mean, if it's a power issue, so even if you're explicitly saying that you want to ask her even after it's not, it doesn't belong to him anymore, but what does that help if it's a power issue? That's something that the Ran needs to explain. Okay, so again, what needs explanation over here is that the Gemara is trying to maintain our original way of understanding that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish are not limited to anachosai. They're even talking about anachosim elu, which lechora means that their limit is not because of an intention issue, it's a power issue. On that, the Gemara asks, well, I'll show you that there's no such thing as a power issue, because this Mishnah says that one could aser even at a point of time that he doesn't own it. Zot the Gemara, no, that's no raya, because he was explicit over there. So on that, the question is, what does being explicit change things? If it's a power issue, so even if you're explicit, you still can't do it. So granted that he was explicit, but the mere fact that it could happen, it could work, that is a raya, that is no power issue.
Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran, Umadrinon, Shani Hocho, Dikomle Bechayv of Moise. Zok the Ran, Vahashto, Nachtinon, Dargo, Mimai, the Sphirulon, Meikoro.
So the Ran says like this, that the Gemara, there is a shift in the Gemara now. When the Gemara says, Shani Hocho, we're not reverting back to our full understanding of before. That can't be like we're asking. If the issue is a power issue, definitely you see from this mission that there is no power issue. So see, if that's true, so how are we maintaining what we said before? Zokta man like this.
Now we're going down one step, from what we originally thought.
Right? Until now, we thought it was a power issue. If it's a power issue, so there's no lashon which is going to allow you to ask it after something left the rishus. You could be explicit that you want to ask it then. But what does it help you? You don't have the power to do that. So till now we thought it was a power issue, and therefore no lashon would help you. Mishum dahab k'nichs chaver chaver. That's a power issue. It's like you're asking nichs chaver chaver. It's like initially you couldn't have done it.
V'hashto, at this point, medinon, at this point we agree. D'chi mefavish lishnei motzi osar. That at this point, if he is clear, then he could ask her. Mihu. Imei ha'kushi bilchud, that if we only were bothered by the second question from the Mishnah, have a matzina l'meimer, we could give an explanation to maintain in some way what we said before. To hang like this. True. If he's very clear, he says la'achar moisa, he could ask her. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish agree to that. Afilu hochi beloshin nechosim elu. But if you use this term nechosim elu loy mashma ela udum bishusay, this loshin of nechosim elu, which is not talking directly to the point of time that you don't own it, then that would be mashma udam b'shusa, only why he owns it. The afagav d'chi ka'omar madir nechosim elu, v'chi ka'omar noider beis chazeh l'shoy neshoven hein, like we said before, ustan l'kamon gabi noider d'chi ka'omar beis chazeh mashma afilachet m'shusay.
What the Ran is saying is like this, is that the Ran is saying that we're making a difference. And now the shift the Ran's making now is as follows. That, you're right, to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are the basis of their Shita is a power issue, that's off. Enochanami. That's Taco Wolf. But what we want to maintain is that they argue with Rav and Shmuel on the Loshon of Nechosim Elu, and they hold that if you use Loshon Nechosim Elu, it'll be mutter after it leaves his rishus, not because of a power issue, but because of a mashmois issue. Right? That's what we're saying over here. So the Gemara is shifting now. And that means in the mechanics, the lomdis avada is going to have to change. If it was a power issue, so then nechanami. You know, the shinies don't make any difference. So what's the Gemara making a difference of being explicit and not being explicit? So definitely, Zokteran, that the Gemara at this point is stepping down a step, but we're still trying to maintain what we said before as follows. That Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they're not only talking about Nechosai, like we said before. If they don't talk about Nechosai, then there's no Chiddush. So they have to be talking about Nechosim Elu. And the Nechosim Elu, they hold that once it doesn't belong to you, it becomes mutter. Granted that the reason why it becomes mutter is not anymore like we thought before. We disprove from the Mishnah. There's never a limitation in power, but it's an intention issue. And now the machlokes at this point in the Gemara is as follows. That of course everyone agrees that if you say Beisi, Beischo, if you mention an owner, and you, the mashmois is that the is therefore is limited to that owner. That's for sure. Now the issue over here is that if a person mentions something that doesn't specifically have the mashmois that he's limiting it to an owner, what's the halacha in such a case? The hainu nechosim elu. Let's say nechosim elu. Right? Nechosim elu is not specifically attaching it to a certain owner. What's the halacha in such a case? What is his intention? That's the question over here. So that's what we're going to come to say, is that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they hold that not only nechosai, his intention is to limit the iser to when they belong to him, but nechosai elu, I'm sorry, nechosim elu or nechosai elu, that also has the mashmois that he means to limit it to when they belong to him. And on that, Rav and Shmuel say, not like that. That if you say, you know, nechosim elu, that if he didn't specifically limit, then, you know, his intention, so it's an intention machlekes at this point. And the Ran, what the Ran is coming to say is that, you know, but didn't we have that mission there that we mentioned before, that there's a chil between Beis Chazeh and Beis Chah. And it's Mivuri, that Beis Chazeh is Osir even after it leaves his Rishos. Right, so that was the... Okay, and so this is again where the Ran is going to make a chiluk between Noider and Madir, which we're not going to go into right now because we're sort of running out of time a little bit. But that's where that chiluk of Noider and Madir that the Ran mentioned before, and this is the chiddush of the Ran in this sugya over here, that power might have a bearing on intention. Okay, but we're going to try to pick up over here. So the Ran is like this. Our Mishnah is speaking about Madir, when he's asking someone else. If he's asking someone else, when he says, Nechosim Elu, nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish hold that unless he specifically expresses, next to the words, B'michalik over here, unless he explains that he wants it to be also even later, then his intention, we assume his intention is only while it belongs to him. Okay, so I would like to pick up over here. I'm going to jump over a number of lines, and we're going to pick up over here, Avol ki osa le madir. Now, if you can find where that is, in my printing, it is the last narrow line in the Ran. Avul ki osa le madir. Our case by madir nihid omale nechasim elu. True that he said nechasim elu. However, right, which one would have thought that he didn't mention any ownership here, so it should not be limited to an owner. Kol heichad le posh behedya. Until he specifically states, afil la'achash yatsa mishusay, until he specifically mentions that he wants it to be also even after ownership changes, le mashma elo ki isnahu bishusay. Right? The mashmois advarim is not more than the present ownership. And the basis for that is as follows. When there's a madir, so what he's doing, he's saying that my nechasim should be also to someone else. Right? So in a madir situation, what he's doing is, his intention is, he doesn't want to have someone to be nene from someone that belongs to him. So once it leaves his rishus, it doesn't belong to him. So what's the difference to him now, whether the person is nene from that? So that's why the Rabbi Yechon Shalkash hold, the Sforchi Tzayne is, that in any situation of madir, until he specifically states that he wants it to be osa, even after he leaves the Shushus, we understand that his intention is that he's only answering what belongs to him. Hilkoch kol heichad leporish behedya, until he specifically states otherwise, el omen achas mol himilich is nasel le mashma el abuda bishusoy. The mashmois is not more than while it's in his Shushus. The aslam astis neshapir. Now, if that's true, so then our mission will still come out. There'll be a chiddush. The hachni hashminon v'hav rebusa tvei. And akoponim, so if this is the basis of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh, again, so what the Gemara is shifting right now is that you're right. The way we understood that the mechanics of the machlokes is a power issue, that Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh hold that the person does not have the power to create an iser, even if he's explicit, that the Gemara brought right, that can't be. But the Gemara is still trying to hold on to what we mentioned before on a certain level, to say that the Machlekes of Birchin and Shlokesh is by Nechosim Eli, even though they say Nechosai, but definitely, like the Gemara started, if it was Nechos, this is no Chiddush in the Mishnah. So Behechrech, they're also arguing by Nechosim Elu, Nechosai Elu. The argument there also, the reasoning, Zotli, well, you're right, you disproved me. The reasoning can't be because of a power issue, the reasoning now is because of an intention issue. Akoponim, but once that's so then there's a Chiddush. That'll goofy be the Chiddush. That when you say Nechosim Elu, once Shvius comes, it's mutter, because the intention over there, being that he didn't specifically send the iser to a point that he doesn't own it anymore, then we assume his intention is by a madir only while he owns it. Okay, so therefore, Zotli Gemara, so that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that if you ask me a question from the Mishnah, I can be mechalat, there's a chiluk between being specific and not specific. That's what the Ran explains, that this taka, even though the Gemara is answering, but we're answering with a different level of understanding, and we're just trying to maintain lehalacha, but not so much the same reasoning. However, Zot Gemara mekom makom kasha, and that the Gemara says that, well, okay, fine. So you were successful in taking care of the second question from the Mishnah, but the original question we have not answered. The first question, I'm reading the Ran further. The Ran is explaining more. The Misa, the Sfir Lele, Hochle, Birch, and Shlokish, if they held like that, Havul, the Fluge, and the Chosim, El Behedia, they should have discussed about that case. Okay, so let's go back into the Gemara. Become Okam Kasha, and that, the Gemara has to fall off there of what we said before. Elo Zotli Mor, Ben Chosim, El Kleam, Le Pligi. Okay, so you're right, the Gemara. That, you know, if they were arguing by Nechosim Elu, they would have said that. And shine. So, if they said Nechosai, must be their sheet is because of Nechosai, because of the mashmois of Nechosai is a limitation. Okay? So then where's the machlekes? So, Nechosim Elu, Klam Lepligi, that there's no machlokes. He says nechosim. Everyone agrees that nechosim, there is no limit in the intention. So if there's no power issue, there's no limit in the intention, according to everyone, definitely the Isser will extend even after a point of time which is not his. Kipligi b'nechosai. Okay, so let's try to make machlokes. In nechosai, that means that the lotion that that Rabbi Yochanan used is dafka, and that's where the machlekes is. Now, what we're saying according to this is that we're adjusting a little bit Shita's Rav and Shmuel, that they didn't say nechosai, but we have to say that it's understood that they meant to apply their halach even by nechosai, and that's where the machlekes is. Zotig mar, Rav and Shmuel savi loishna nechosim elu loishna nechosai odom oiser. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish savi nechosim Elu Adam Oyser, Nechosai Ein Adam Oyser. So Zot Gemara, so we still maintain that there is a Machlekes, but the Machlekes is in what the halacha of Nechosai. Now, like we mentioned before, that there's no power issue, so then the Machlekes over here is going to be an intention issue. And when more is coming out now, a Chiddush, that Rav and Shmuel, they hold that even if he said Nechosai, nevertheless, the Isser will be even after it doesn't belong to him anymore. Now, what would be the explanation to that? We'll see in the Ran. Zoktaman, let's jump into the Ran now. Umahajrinan. Again, in my Gemara, in my printing over here, it's the first of the very wide lines, the beginning of the line. Umahajrinan. The more ins, el nechos elu. There's no machlekes. If he says everyone agrees, avada you could ask her, and the Israel will extend even after it's not yours. Ki pligi b'nechosai. The machlekes is when he uses the term the Israel, he's answering his friend with nechosai. Rav Shmuel Savi, afilu nechosai, even if his ma nechosim, so it sounds like he's limiting to his ownership. No, adam oiser, right? A person, right, will ask her, the Israel will extend even further. V'chi amri elu lav dafka. Now this part of the Ran will be mashma that the girso he had in Rav and Shmuel was nechosai elu, right? And so he chose that he used the term nechosai, but he said elu, right? Which by saying elu, that already L'chayra might have been the reason why they felt that it'll extend further. On that, the Ran says, no, the point is, we're saying that even if it says Nechosai without an Elu, so V'chami Elu lav dafka, right? That's what this Gemara is saying right now. Again, so that what's happening in the studio over here is that the difficulty that we need to explain is that Maisa Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh use two different terms. So at the point that the Gemara is thinking that there's a machlekes, we're going to have to say that even though they use different terms, someone over here is lav dafka, and he really is agreeing, is using the term of the other man, and he's arguing on it. That's what's happening over here. So the Gemara originally thought that the term nechosai that Rabbi Yochanan uses lav dafka, and he's arguing even on nechosai elu or nechosim elu. Now the Gemara is changing. The Gemara is saying that no, actually the machlekes is about nechosai, and therefore, even though Rav and Shmuel did not talk about Nechosai, they talked about Nechosim Elu or Nechosai Elu. Nevertheless, they really mean to say that the same halacha applies to Nechosai, and any other lashonis that they say is Lav Davka. That's the Ran saying. The Pshita Luhu Dechol Hechadom Nechosai. Now, the Ran is explaining that even though they say Nechosai Elu, don't think that Elu is what has bearing on the intention. No. Right? The Pshit Luhu, the Chol Hecha, the Omar Nechosai, because they hold, once you said Nechosai, Filo Omar Elu, even if you said Elu, Ein Dina Ela Nechosai. Right? The deciding factor is the Nechosai. And nevertheless, they hold Adam Oyser. So again, what the Ran is saying is the Gemara's understanding that must be that Rav and Shmuel, right, at this point we're saying the Machlekes has to be in a Nechosai. Even though Rav and Shmuel say Nechosai Elu, but the Pshat is that the reason why we have the right to say that they are by a simple Nechosai, even if you don't say Elu, is because even when you say Elu, Elu is not the deciding factor. It's the Nechosa which is the deciding factor. Once that's so, then it doesn't make any difference whether you said Elu or not. Okay? Now, what might be the explanation? How do you explain at this point in the Gemara that Rav and Shmuel hold that he said Nechosai, my Nechosim, and the Issur will extend even after they're not his, after Shrius they're not his? Doesn't Nechosai imply that the Issur is because and while they are in my ownership? Zokt Ran the following. The reasoning for Shmuel is, im yishom d'nechosai name lo'oyla mashma. The Ran says one of two explanations how we would understand Shitas Rav and Shmuel. Either because of a mashmois, an intention issue over here. Im yishom d'nechosai name lo'oyla mashma. They hold that even though one said Nechosai, the mashmois of his intention is not to limit the Isser to the point when I honor it. The Elu Shehen Achshav Nechosai Ka'oma. When he said Nechosai, that is not a limitation in the actual Isser. It's just a maramokam, it's just pointing to which Nechosim we're talking about. So that's all it is. Right? Nechosai. I'm answering the Nechosim. Which Nechosim? The ones which are mine presently now. But he doesn't mean to limit the Isser to the ownership. Right? It's just a way of letting you know, if he's answering fruit, you know, whose fruit? You know, which fruit are you talking about? My fruit, right? But is my Isser depending on my ownership? No. So that will be one way of understanding Rav and Shmuel. Even as they said Nechosai, his intention was not to limit the Isser, was just to let you know which Nechosim he's answering. But of course the Isser is without any limitation to anyone's ownership. That's one way of understanding Shitas Rav and Shmuel, which Rav Yechon and argue on. Im Mishum, maybe another explanation. Mishum Dikivin Dechayel Alayi Yisura Sulei Paka. Maybe another explanation. This will be alluded to before. That no, maybe they hold that true, you're right, that maybe the mashmois tako of Nechosai is that the issue is only while it belongs to me, but they hold that once the issue was chal, at that point that it belonged to him, now the issue can't be poka anymore, even though his intention was not to answer it any further. Rabbi Yechmiel Shlokas Savi, the Davka Nechosim Elu Odom Oyser, Davka Nechosim Elu, that's when his intention is even for later. Al Nechosai, but if you use Losh Nechosai, Ein Odom Oyser, a person does not answer. Meaning to say that his intention is limited to his ownership. Zok Daran, Vahashto, now at this point of the Gemara, ask him as he's in Shapel Rabbi Yechanan Ulrei Shlokish Kidi Iso the Rav Shmuel. Now, what the Ran is bothered by, but what happened to the problem that we had initially, that what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So on that the Ran says as follows, that once the Gemara is making a shift over here, that there is no machloikis anymore at this point how to learn the Mishnah. We thought that their argument had explained the Mishnah. No, there is no machloikis of how to learn the Mishnah. Everyone agrees that the halacha, when he says nechosim elu, that the halacha will answer later. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Mishnah says nechosim elu, and that the reisha of the Mishnah is that even after Shvius, it will still be Aser because the Isser continues. The person has the ability to Aser, and he does not mean to limit it when he says Nechosim, Nechosim, at this point of the Gemara. That's what the Ram means, that at this point of the Gemara, there's no machlokes how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Everyone will learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is two different cases. And when you made the neder before, since we're talking about Nechasa Meil, when you made the neder before Shvius, then the Isser remains. And that is what the Reish of the Mishnah is. And the safe of the Mishnah is when you first made the neder, later, after Shvius. The Reish Abus Kamashmon, the Afal Pi Shehigir Shvius, Eine Yerid, Veine Eichel, the Adam Oyser Dover Shebeshusoi, Lichishotam Rishusoi. That's what the Mishnah is coming out, like we said before. We say for Rabbi Uskel Kamash Malon, the Imbishvius Nodarm, En Yerlisech Sadehum, fine. For Chikom Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish, Nechosi Lecho, Lav the Mukilol Masisim Binochosai. That's when Ran says, at this point, that more is changing. That Rabbi Yechon, when they're talking about Nechosai, they're not coming to explain the Mishnah like that. El, Rav Shmuel Kamahadji, no, they're coming to argue on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, right, might have learned that the Mishnah includes that case. And they're coming to say that, no, the Mishnah does not include that case. The Mishnah is talking about Nechasa Meil, Hoch Gomar Lahu. Ibn Nechasa Ayri Tano, Lo Yehavetani Hochi. And they're coming to say, you, Rav and Shmuel, hold that the Tana is talking about Nechasa, and nevertheless, right, the Issur is still Osir. On that they're saying that no, that if the case of the Mishnah was like that, then the din would not be like that. We have a toni tana hochi, elo hochi have a din. The din would be that it would change. The fnei shvius and your oichel kshigi shvius is oichel. And if that would be so, vi hochi lash min amidi, we'd have any chiddush. Elo vadamas nisin boim nechosim elu. Rav is just explaining why well, let them learn the Mishnah like that, and you know they'll say like before that it's all one case, right? And that's what the Mishnah means. But no, by that they're saying the problem is that there's no chiddush. They can't learn like that. They have to learn those two cases. That's what it means. V'yehelchi le'ash min amidi elavad masnisim bo'im nechosim elu umshim hochi nidrachayil. So the Mishnah is limited to nechosim elu, and that's why the Mishnah's neder chala fil achshik yeshvius. Let's just theorize the Gemara. Back into the Gemara. So the Gemara. Umiikilman the Omar Loishno Nuchosim Elishno Nuchosai. Fret the Gemara that this Chiddush that we said that the Machlokes are by Nuchosai and Rav and Shmuel hold that even by Nuchosai it will be Osir later for one of the two explanations that we said that can't be. For Hotran, the Mishnah says, Ha'oimer Lechaveri Koinim. Person's answering on himself. Right? This is neither. L'seich beischosh ani nichnis, sotchosh ani lekech, meisish moch la'acher mutter. This Mishnah is mevuyer, that when he mentions an owner, it's mutter. That's what we're asking from the Baal Zeh, shani nichnis, sotchosh ani lekech, meisish moch la'acher. Hakoponim, but the fact Gemara from the Reish of the Mishnah that you see definitely that once he mentions an owner, then the kavona is the intention is to limit the iser to when it's owned by that owner. And even by, like the Ran says, this is even by a noida, which is a greater power of iser, and there might have been as far to say that his intention is further. So fretting more than that, we can't possibly say that Rav and Shmuel hold that Nechosai will answer even after his ownership is off. So the Gemara, Eloki Amir Rabbi Yechina Vereshlagash B'Nechosai, Rav and Shmuel B'Nechosai Yelu, V'loi Pligi. So this is what forces the Gemara to say that we have no option. There's no way to say that there's a Machlokes, and one of the two options that we try to say it can't be. There can't be any, like we mentioned before, there can't be an issue in limitation of koyach. There can't be any machlokes concerning nechasai elum, and Rabbi Yechon Shlokish can't possibly hold like that. They have to be talking about nechasai. Leidach gisa, Rav and Shmuel can't be arguing on nechasai. So zok mora behechroch that. There really is no machlekes over here. They're talking about two different cases. Avloy Plegel is no machlaikis. Let's just see the Ran. Umahadrinun. Okay, I just jumped to the Moriz Peretz. Umahadrinun. This is a little bit more than above the halfway line of the wide lines. Umahadrinun. The more answers, Elkyon, Rabbi Yechmer Shlokash bin Achosev, Rav Shmuel bin Achosev, Eilu, Vloy Plegi, Kloimar, the Rav Shmuel, Muki, Mukmi Lol Masnisen, Boimer, Nechosai Eilu. The Mishnah is talking about Nechosai Eilu. The Kivan de Omar Eilu, Afagav de Omar Nechosai, Hare Kil Omar Nechosim, Nechosim Eilu. Right? So again, the Ran over here sounds like his gear is with a Nechosai, but once he said Eilu, right, it's the same thing as Nechosim Eilu. Vasir fil achar shigir shvius. And therefore, that issue will extend. Vireisha rabusa kmashmon. So after round, Rabbi Yechman Shlokish Nami Hochi Mukil Mastinson. There's no machlokes how you learn the Mishnah, because there's no machlokes in din. Vahochi ka omar. Loi teisa kadait in the Mastinson katoni da filagi shvius any yurid. Ve einoi oichel misuka filu menachosai. So what Rabbi Yechman and Mishlokish are coming to say, at the end of the day, they are agreeing that the Pshat in the Mishnah is like Rav and Shmuel. Now what they're coming to say by talking about Nechosai is, rather than saying that the Mishnah is speaking about what we're talking about, on the contrary, they're coming to say the Mishnah is not speaking about Nechosai. We agree with you. Don't think my season in Ketonia feel like Yishvi is any Yerid. Don't think that when Mishnah says that the Isser extends is talking about even, but when he says Nechosai, now interesting that the Ran over here takes on one of the two stodim that he mentioned before, that once the Isser is chal tzloipoka. Rather, that if he said Nechosai lemitzra eloki isnohu b'shusai, then avada the iser is only whilst in his reshus. Avgi shvius oicha menanoitis. But avada it's mutter once shvius comes. The pakalu isirai the iser goes off. Hilchah vad masnis loy misuk ela b'nechosai elu. Therefore, the Mishnah must be talking about Nechosai elu, right? With the elu, which is equivalent to Nechosim elu. Fine. Okay, I think we'll hold over here as far as the shak of the rest of the Ran. But Akoponim, right, so the Ran explains to us right now that what Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokas are coming to say and how they learn the Mishnah. They're talking about Nechosai and they're telling us what the halacha of Nechosai is. And on the contrary, they're coming to say that don't think that our Mishnah could be explained with Nechosai, because the din of Nechosai definitely will not answer later. And our Mishnah is definitely talking about that the Isser of Koidim Shvius will answer even after Shvius. So therefore the Mishnah has to be talking about Nechosai Elu, just like Rav and Shmuel explain it. Okay? Zayg Zum, Tatzlocha.